This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Federal data show Colorado is the slowest in the nation at fulfilling unemployment insurance claims. CPR's Justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
Colorado is way behind in providing unemployment benefits to those eligible based on December numbers. So far behind that it's actually the slowest in the country at paying out the claims, according to data from the U.S. Department of Labor. In December 2022, the State Department of Labor processed about one-third of more than 6,000 unemployment claims. Colorado dispersed claims faster during the pandemic in April 2020. The State Department of Labor officials anticipate being back on track by the end of March. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Coloradans lost $25 million in cryptocurrency investment scams in 2021. That's according to a report from the FBI field office in Denver. People who were 60 and older lost the most amount of money. In many cases, scammers made contact through social media and promised victims they would make lots of money with zero risk. The FBI says people should do careful research before giving anyone money and be wary of big promises. The state attorney general's office announced last week that Pueblo Community College will receive over $400,000 to launch a program that teaches students skills in the construction trades. The funding is part of a larger grant to revitalize rural housing in southern Colorado. The grant began in 2020 and jump-started similar programs at Trinidad State College and Lamar Community College. This is CPR News and KRCC. Today in Colorado, it'll be slightly warmer than it has been over the last couple of weeks. Highs along the Front Range are in the mid to low 40s, and the same goes for the western slope. Mostly sunny day today.